I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Monday, July 6th. More than $21 million is coming into the Dayton region for a variety of community projects. WYSO's Nick Herkman has more.
The state capital budget approved in mid-June includes $3.7 billion for projects statewide over the next 2 years. David Cordonier of the Dayton Development Coalition says the 24 PDAC projects will assist communities throughout the region.
There's not that one major project, but all of these are going to play a role in whichever community they're in.
That includes money for the Dayton Medal of Honor Memorial Honor Park, Clark State Agricultural Center, West Carrollton First Responder Training Center, and dozens of other projects. You can find a full list of the projects that receive funding on WYSO.org. For WYSO News, I'm Nick Herkman.
A major local steel mill has won a big military contract. The Dayton Daily News reports that the military ordered $400 million of electrical steel from Cleveland-Cliffs Steel Corporation. Cleveland-Cliffs has a mill in Middletown, previously known as AK Steel. The steel will go to the Air Force, Space Force, Army, Navy, and Marine Corps, and that's according to the Pentagon. The Dayton Daily News reports that the steel can be used on ships in the electrical grids for military bases and for direct magnetic energy. The military contract runs through 2030. A 250-year-old copy of the Declaration of Independence is on display at the Cincinnati Museum Center. WVXU's Tana Weingartner has details for the Ohio Newsroom.
The copy of the Declaration of Independence is known as a Holt Broadside printing. Collections technology manager Ann Kling says it was made in New York after that colony became the last to agree to part from England.
This one is actually older than the iconic one that people think of. Or if you go to the National Archives, of course, the original one is all faded and all the signatures are all very faded. But this one is actually before that one.
The document rarely comes out of the museum's climate-controlled vault. The first and only other time it went on display was in 2015, shortly after the museum realized its significance. There are only four other Holt Broadside printings known to still exist. The exhibit runs Friday through August 23rd. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Tana Weingartner.
More American history now. An estimated 7,000 Revolutionary War veterans were buried in Ohio. For the Ohio Newsroom, IdeaStream Public Media's Anna Huntsman reports a crowdsourced map of some of their graves were unveiled last weekend as part of the state's celebration of America's 250th anniversary.
After the war, many of the soldiers settled and were later buried in Ohio. But project manager Krista Horrock says there was no centralized database of their grave sites until now.
The goal of this was to really create that clearinghouse. It's a one-stop shop that you can go in and look at veteran information in your area.
Horrock says the Ohio History Connection asked for the public's help to source the data. Over the past year, more than 500 people visited graves across the state and collected information.
To understand and know about the veterans that really probably helped create your local community.
For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Anna Huntsman.
After 3 years of construction, the LG Energy Solution and Honda Battery Plant is producing battery cells for housing and industrial uses. The Fayette County plant was intended to produce batteries for electric vehicles. WOSU's Tyler Thompson explains how that could still happen.
Original plans called for production of EV batteries to meet demand for the growing industry. But in March, Honda Motor Company shuttered development and the launch of three EV car models because of the impacts from U.S. tariffs and loss of competition abroad. The new energy storage system batteries are used in residential homes, commercial and industrial operations, and large-scale utility grids. The systems are designed to ease the burden on electrical grids by storing both renewable energy, oil, and gas. In a statement, the company said it remains flexible in producing EV batteries in the future. The 2-million-square-foot Jefferson plant currently employs more than 1,000 workers.
That was Tyler Thompson reporting for the Ohio Newsroom. Warm and humid this week, at least not a heat wave with temperatures in the 90s as we saw last week. We'll have temperatures generally around the upper 80s with a shower and thunderstorm chances off and on today and for much of this week. And that's WYSO Today for Monday, July 6th. I'm Mike Fraser.